理课堂听 class.com。
英语中级口译资格证书考试中级听力教程第三版，由上海外语音像出版社、上海外语电子出版社录制出版。第七和
An Intermediate Course of English Listening, Third Edition. Unit 15.
Part 3. 2. Exercises. 1. Next patient, please.Listen to the following dialogue and then choose the best answer to each question you hear. Next patient, please. Come in.
Morning, doctor. Sorry I'm a bit late, but I felt really awful when I got up.
Don't worry. It's Mr. Barnes, isn't it?
That's right.
Is that B-A-R-N-E-S?
Yes, it is.
Right. Now, what seems to be the trouble?
Well...I've had this awful flu and a terrible cough.
I see. How long have you been feeling like this?
Oh, about 3 or 4 days, I suppose.
And have you been taking any medication?
Just the normal things. Aspirins, lemon and hot drinks, but it hasn't done any good.
Are you a smoker?
No, I gave up 3 years ago.
Have you had a temperature?
Yes, for the last couple of days or so.
Okay, I'll just take a look at your chest.Take off your pullover and jacket, please. Right. Now breathe in and out slowly. And again. Good. Once more. That's it. Pop your clothes back on.
Thank you.
Well, it looks as if you've got a touch of bronchitis. I'll give you some cough mixture and a prescription for a course of antibiotics as well. Take 1 capsule every 8 hours for the next 5 days.
Okay, doctor.What about going to work?
No, you'll have to spend a couple of days in bed till it clears up.
Questions. 1. What's wrong with the man?
2. Why did he apologize?
3. What's the man's name?
4. When did the man give up smoking?
5. Which of the following symptoms does the man not exhibit?
6.What is the man most probably suffering from?
7. Which of the following is not what the woman doctor tells the man to do?
2. First aid for young children. Listen to the following talk about first aid for young children, and then choose the best answer to each question you hear.
As any parent will tell you,Small cuts and minor grazes are unavoidable among small children. Such cuts and grazes will usually need little or no treatment. The bleeding will clean the wound naturally, and it should stop within a few minutes as the blood clots and dries. More serious cuts may need to be gently cleaned with soft cotton and warm water. They should then be dressed with a clean cotton bandage.Follow this simple checklist of questions. Ask yourself each of these questions in order to make sure you treat cuts and grazes properly. Firstly, is the cut on the face? If it is, call a doctor as soon as possible, especially if the eye is injured. Secondly, is the cut near the eye? If it is, put a clean piece of cotton wool over it and press down firmly for about 5 minutes.Thirdly, ask yourself if the cut is still bleeding badly. If it is, dress it with a clean cotton bandage and call a doctor as soon as possible. Fourthly, is the cut a deep one? And is it wide open?
If it is, clean the cut gently with clean cotton wool and a little warm water, then hold it closed with an adhesive dressing. Fifth question. Was the cut made by a nail or a long, sharp piece of wood? If it was, there may be some dirt in the cut. Let it bleed for a while to clean itself. Then clean it with cotton wool and warm water and dress it with a clean cotton bandage. Finally, don't forget that young children can become very easily upset or shocked by a cut, especially if it is a serious one. Try to keep them calm and quiet. Don't give them anything to drink, but keep their lips wet with a little water.
Questions. 1. What should you do if a child is cut near the eye?
2. What should you do with a very deep cut?
3. What should you do if the child is nervous or upset?
3. How to keep fit?
Listen to the following interview and then choose the best answer to each question you hear. Could you tell me how we should keep fit?
Well, really, what we should do is to try to keep fit all round. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean such things as keeping up our strength and our suppleness and our stamina. Now, you may say, why do we need all three of those things? Well, strength is usually really just so that we don't strain muscles or pull ligaments and tendons when we suddenly have to do something a bit energetic, like lift a heavy suitcase or perhaps shift a wardrobe or even get out of a chair or a bath. Suppleness is important, obviously, so that you can bend and move freely and reach things, again, without injuring yourself. And stamina is particularly important so that you can sort of keep going without losing breath, so you have endurance. One other great plus about developing stamina is that you maintain your stamina over a period of years. It actually has an effect of protecting the heart against heart disease.
So, out of those three, which is most important?
Well, it depends who you are and what you want to do. I mean, the reason for keeping fit is to keep it for your way of life, the life you choose. Now, you may say, well, if I choose to sort of flop about in an armchair all day watching telly, I don't need to keep very fit, do I? Well, that's unfortunately not true, because there are always times when you have to make a little bit of extra demand on your body, by force of circumstance. You may have to suddenly lift something heavy, or move something, or may have to run for a bus or whatever, in which case you do yourself an injury, and you may even actually harm something important, like your heart. So it is important to actually try to keep your fitness a little ahead of the sort of way of life that you have. Just to push yourself just that little bit harder and get yourself just that little bit fitter.
Questions. 1. According to the man being interviewed, for which group of people is keeping fit important?
2. According to the man being interviewed, which of the following factors is not included in the idea of keeping fit?
3. Which of the following is more important for protecting your heart?
4. Which of the following is not true according to the interview?
Part 4. Listening and translation. 2. Exercises. 1. Sentence translation. Listen and translate each sentence you have heard into Chinese. Then write it in the space given below. 1. Sentence translation.
1. Railway service is now being improved in many parts of the world to meet competition from road and air transport.
2. Reducing population growth rate is particularly important for developing countries because their economies cannot support too many people.
3. Computer games can improve children's health despite research that shows excessive playing causes aggression in the young, a new study claims today.
4. Researchers have found that women and men deal with pains differently. Women tend to focus on the emotional aspects of pain, while men tend to concentrate on the physical sensations.
5. As we enter 2007, the economic growth is stable. More than 7 million jobs have been created since August 2006, and inflation and interest rates are low.
2. Passage translation. Listen and translate each passage you have heard into Chinese. Then write it in the space given below. You may take notes while you are listening.
1. On the whole, I find television commercials extremely annoying. I mean, you're watching a film, on television perhaps, and suddenly you're interrupted by these stupid commercials with a silly format which have nothing to do with the film you're watching, and they completely destroy your concentration. That really irritates me.
2. My favorite kind of clothing is t-shirts and jeans, and, you know, pink is popular now again. I love pink. And I kind of like baggy jeans and platform shoes. I'm kind of short, so, you know, I love wearing platform shoes. And something comfortable, but yet really cool. And, you know, some kind of clothing that people notice me in. That's the kind of clothing I like.
Unit 16, Part 1, Air Quality in Britain.
2. Exercises. 1. Listen to the passage about air quality in Britain, and then briefly answer the following questions. Air quality in Britain has improved considerably in the last 30 years. Total emissions of smoke in the air have fallen by over 85% since 1960. London and other major cities no longer have the dense, smoke-laden smogs of the 1950s, and in central London, winter sunshine has increased by about 70% since the late 1950s. However, new concerns have arisen, especially over the emissions from the growing number of motor vehicles and their possible impact on health. Measures have consequently been adopted to reduce substantially emissions from new vehicles. The Environment Act of 1995 provides a new framework for air quality management, including the publication by the government of a national strategy which will set air quality standards and targets for the pollutants causing the most concern. This was issued for consultation in August 1996, containing air quality targets for the year 2005. The Act also places new duties on local authorities to assess air quality in their boundaries, and to prepare action plans where standards are not met or are unlikely to be met in future. Pilot schemes are being taken forward in 14 areas before full implementation in April 1997. Earlier legislation allows local authorities to declare smoke control areas within which the emission of smoke from chimneys is an offense. About two-thirds of the dwellings in conurbations are covered by smoke control orders. Around 6,340 are in force. 2. Listen again and supply the missing information. Part 2. Statements. 2. Exercises. Listen and then choose the answer that is closest in meaning to the statement you hear. 1. According to the regulations enforced by the healthcare authorities, visitors aren't allowed to stay in the hospital after 10 p.m.
2. The famous pop singer will give her last performance in town on Friday afternoon. Wouldn't it be nice if we didn't have to work this Friday?
3. The bicycle rider was refused help by several passing motorists on the side of a highway leading into the town center.
4. The lawyer revealed that John was named the only beneficiary in his uncle's will, which was a surprise to all. John had never met his uncle before.
5. All the people who will fill the managerial positions of the new company have been recruited, and the new management training program will start later this week.
6. The client, a retired engineer in his early 70s, was unhappy because the lawyer had turned down his case.
7. After the building was damaged by a fire caused by faulty wires, the inhabitants were paid by the insurance company.
8. Everyone knows the following trend. As the technology of electronics improves, the prices of personal computers should come down.
9. There should be one of those dresses that can fit you. They come in 3 different sizes. They are all imported from France or Britain.
10. Mona has been offered the manager's job, although she has hardly any work experience. This is a big surprise, even for herself.
11. I need to do something to improve my spoken French. I don't know whether the community college offers something.
12. At the board meeting held last Friday, she voted against the investment plan because she thinks it involves too great a risk.
13. The landlord collects rent on the first of the month without fail, so I need to always have cash ready before the end of each month.
14. The president appointed Mr. Brown head of the newly formed commission, although Mr. Brown is already well over 60 and is expected to retire soon.
15. In order to make more money to support her 2 sons, Martha's holding down 2 jobs at the same time, but she had better take it easy.
16. Paul looked better when we visited him in the hospital last week. The doctor said he could come home to recover.
17. We've come to the restaurant a bit too late. We'd like to have the table by the window, but that table has been reserved.
18. After meeting with several failures, Walter has been unsuccessful with his new business. He is rather depressed in recent months.
19. At the annual general meetings, the board chairman of the car company outlined the development strategy for the next decade.
20. Everybody says that Bob shouldn't go into art since he's no good in math. But he'll have to decide for himself, in my opinion.
Part 3. 3. Exercises. 1. Acid Rain. Listen to the following passage and then choose the best answer to each question you hear.
You know, everyone today is concerned about pollution. And scientists are talking a lot about one kind of pollution, acid rain.
Why exactly is it called acid rain?
It's called acid rain because the rain, or some other kind of precipitation, has been polluted with acid.
Where does the acid come from?
From cars or factories. Anything that burns coal or oil. These are made up mostly of sulfur dioxide and nitrogen oxides, which react with water vapor to form sulfuric acid or nitric acid.
You mean that when coal or oil is burned, acid gets formed, and when it rains or snows, the acid falls back on the earth?
Exactly. That's why it's so dangerous. Acid rain has been falling over areas of Northern America and Northern Europe, and if it isn't checked, the effect on the water supply and plant and animal life could be disastrous.
This is something I should read more about.
Questions. 1. What is the best topic of this conversation?
2. What energy sources cause acid rain?
3. How is sulfuric acid formed?
4. According to the man, where is acid rain a problem?
5. What action does the woman think she should take next?
2. Is nuclear power safe? Listen to the following dialogue about the use of nuclear power, and then choose the best answer to each question you hear.
The energy minister announced at a press conference yesterday the construction of 3 more nuclear power stations. These will form a vital part of the government's energy plans for the next 2 decades, and are needed to satisfy the country's growing demands for electricity. The plans were strongly criticized by opposition MPs, as well as anti-nuclear and environmentalist groups.
They must be absolutely mad. More nuclear power stations?
Okay, Jane, but we've got to get the energy from somewhere, haven't we? We can't just go on using oil and coal.
Look, the main point is that they're just not safe. They're a real menace. Every one of these things is an accident waiting to happen. Look at Chernobyl, for goodness sake.
Yes, okay, I agree there's a risk. Of course there is. But it's minimal. With modern technology, nuclear reactors are much safer.
Much safer? You must be joking. No, look at all that radioactive waste they're dumping into the sea and underground. Nobody really knows what'll happen long term.
That is a problem, sure. But it's also true that nuclear energy is cheap and can produce electricity very quickly. Lots of countries have no alternatives. They don't have any oil, coal, or anything. What are they supposed to do?
Oh, come on. There are lots of possibilities. Well, quite a few. We just haven't really looked at them seriously enough. There's solar energy and wind power and what's called wave power. We've still got a lot of coal.
All right, but they'll all take time and money to develop. We need energy now, and nuclear power is the best alternative.
Oh, I don't believe this. I reckon it's just crazy.
Questions. 1. Who made the government announcement yesterday?
2. What is the government planning to do?
3. How does the woman feel about this?
4. What is the woman's main argument?
5. Which of the following statements is not true about the man's argument?
3. Building dams. Listen to an ecology report, and then choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Millions of acres of lands where all kinds of wildlife make their homes have been ruined in recent years. This land has been ruined by federally approved water projects such as dams built in violation of the rarely enforced law passed in 1934. According to this law, all projects to modify a body of water can be carried out only after a thorough study to discover what damage may be caused to the wildlife in that area. Many states have not complied with the law. In 3 southern states, Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi, about 1.2 million acres of wildlife habitat have been covered with water because of dams which have been constructed there. Another plan, to build a dam in Tennessee, was fought because it would flood large areas of wildlife habitat, particularly endangering a species of small fish called the snail darter. The proposed dam would also destroy several important archaeological sites, including the ancestral capital of the ancient Cherokee Indian nation. To prevent any further destruction, the public must become accurately informed about the advantages and disadvantages of our national water projects. Only then can we be assured the existing laws will be enforced.
Questions. 1. According to the speaker, why have many animals and birds lost their homes?
2. What type of projects does the 1934 law deal with?
3. What is required by the rarely enforced 1934 law?
4. According to the speaker, how many southern states have lost land because of dams?
5. Why did people fight a plan to build a dam in Tennessee?
6. According to the speaker, how can further destruction be prevented?
7. According to the speaker, who can prevent further destruction?
Part 4, Listening and Translation.
2. Exercises. 1. Sentence Translation. Listen and translate each sentence you have heard into Chinese. Then write it in the space given below. 1. I have some funds on hand, and I'm wondering whether I ought to put them in a savings account.
2. The university is building a language laboratory for the Department of English, and the job is scheduled to be completed early next year.
3. The balance of power is keeping us out of war, because neither side would really dare to start a war because of the consequences.
4. In addition to using newspapers and the phone, the internet has become the tool for getting more details on job openings, applications, and other necessary information.
5. On the days they worked, employed men worked about an hour more than employed women, 7.9 versus 7.1 hours, the U.S. Department of Labor reported today. 2. Passage translation. Listen and translate each passage you have heard into Chinese. Then write it in the space given below. You may take notes while you are listening. 1. I resent the way the police react quite differently to different groups of people. I mean, for example, their reaction to young people and student youth. They may have long hair or very short hair, even skinheads, is quite different from people who are sort of middle-aged. They have well-spoken middle-class voices. It's quite wrong.
2. You ask how long it takes to drive across London. Well, it depends on traffic. If the roads aren't too busy, you can do it in about an hour. But if you go during the rush hour, then of course it can take much longer. It also depends on how well you know the roads. If you don't know the best routes, it can take you hours to get through, because you'll get stuck in one-way systems and end up miles away from where you want to go.